The program began as a secret weapon in the war on terror. After the September 11th attacks, President Bush gave the intelligence community the ability to monitor communications to and from the United States involving people suspected of terrorist ties, without first getting approval from a special surveillance court. When news reports revealed the existence of the program, it quickly became the source of controversy. Critics said without court involvement to guard against abuses, the program amounted to a violation of individual privacy rights as well as the constitutional guarantee against unreasonable searches and seizures. The president said these wiretaps had to be placed quickly, and there was no time to wait for court approval. Now the Justice Department says a way has been found to handle those concerns. In letters to the leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez announced the terrorist surveillance program will not be reauthorized by the president in its present form. He said there will be no more wiretaps without court warrants. Instead, the Special Security Court, formerly known as the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, will have the last say. At the White House, spokesman Tony Snow said the secret court, made up of experienced members of the judiciary, has drafted a set of rules that will enable it to act quickly and issue the necessary orders. He said the White House is sure the new guidelines meet its concerns about national security.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has put together its guidelines and its rules, and those have met administration concerns about speed and agility when it comes to responding to bits of intelligence where you may be able to save American lives.
Snow explained that the special court has been working on drafting the guidelines for about 2 years. When asked why that fact, which could have quieted the controversy, was not announced sooner, Snow cited the unique nature of this court.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court does not like to have its business discussed in public. And only because of the public revelation of the terror surveillance program are we announcing this at this juncture.
On Capitol Hill, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee welcomed the move to put the terrorist surveillance program under court jurisdiction. Democrat Patrick Leahy said he has been calling for such action since the existence of the program first became known.
The issue has never been whether to monitor suspected terrorists. Everybody agrees with that. All Americans do. The question was, can we do it legally and with proper checks and balances to prevent abuses? Providing efficient but meaningful court review is a major step toward addressing those concerns.
The top Republican on the judiciary panel, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, also addressed the issue on the Senate floor.
At least there is a very significant first step. It is regrettable that these steps weren't taken a long time ago.
Senator Specter said he still has a lot of questions about the guidelines the special court will use in considering requests for wiretaps. He will get his chance to ask those questions on Thursday when Attorney General Gonzalez testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, the White House.